Silver has captured the feral Sluggig. A flame type. Sluggig secretes a 200 degrees Celsius liquid when it feels it is in danger. Sluggig can swim around in fire as if it were water. Neither extreme high nor extreme low temperature seem to faze Sluggig. Do you want the nickname Sluggig? No. Your party is full, so the Sluggig was stored in partition 1 in your transportal. Gilbert has captured the feral Tedivern. A flame type. Tedivern have a body heat between 40 and 60 degrees Celsius. When it is angry, the temperature is on the higher end of the spectrum, and on the lower end when it is happy. It takes roughly half a second for Tedivern's body temperature to go from its lowest to highest healthy temperature. Do you want the nickname Tedivern? No. Your party is full, so the Tedivern was stored in partition 1 in your transportal. Gilbert has captured the feral Gronk. An earthen magic type. In the past, Gronk were believed to be able to form animated stone statues which it could control with its magical powers. Gronk can easily split stone with its powerful claws. Do you want the nickname Gronk? Yes, no. Your party is full, so the Gronk was stored in partition 1 in your transportal. Victory. Loner gained 55 experience points. Loner has increased to level 33. Health has increased by 3, strength by 2, defense by 1, magic attack by 1, magic defense by 1, and speed by 1. Loner now has 15 training points after gaining 4 training points. Obtained 36 gold. Loner is ready to transform. Congratulations! Loner transformed into Leonidor.
And I'm back with another video of Manabon. So, in the last video, we continued our journey to Sandcott City. We entered Mount Cinder, and we fought a few tamers that were Shadow Warriors. So now we're going to continue the rest of our journey to Sandcott City. And so, let's do it.
I feel uneasy for some reason. It's probably just seeing the Shadow Warrior guys again. Are you ready to proceed? Yes.
Yes, I'm ready to proceed.
Mount Cinder 4. To think you have my pendant, the familiar voice of Octarus said as he steps in front of me. Going somewhere? He asked ominously. I shivered involuntarily. I was afraid of his man. His manaman didn't scare me, his warriors didn't scare me too much, but Octarus himself petrified me. I opened my mouth to speak, but closed it again indecisively. Murkit got your tongue, boy, Octarus sneered. Hand over your bag and you'll have nothing to fear from me. Suddenly gifted with speech again, I questioned him. Why? I asked. You have already taken my bag once, back in the Skien Path. Ah, my dear little fool, I didn't know then what I know now, Octarus said. For a brief moment, I considered doing it. I considered just giving him my bag, minus my manaman, and sprinting as fast as my legs would carry me down the mountain. No, I said defiantly. How terribly predictable, Octarus grinned. Suddenly I felt my bag lifting from my shoulders, and I whirled around. A man dressed in a black suit stood behind me, clutching my bag. Catch, the man growled. He threw the bag to Octarus, smiling at the flawless execution of their plan. Take him out, Cage, Octarus instructed. Take him out. Your wish is my command, sir, Cage said, his worship for the man evident in the adoring way he grinned at Octarus as he reached for his manatus. Shadow Administrator Cage has challenged you to a battle. Cage sent out a mortal.
So, I encountered Octarus, and one of his minions took my bag, along with all of my inventory, which means I can't use herbs or anything. So, yeah. And now, it's time to battle Mr. Cage. And it's not the Cage from Mortal Kombat. It's not Johnny Cage. It's another Cage. So, let's battle.
Go, Panderbutt. Foe mortal used Skullduggery. The attack missed. Select the choose a move. Copy. Magic. Spirit force. Ghost. Physic. Enter the used spirit force. Antherbit has dealt 117 damage to foe mortal. Foe mortal has been defeated. Antherbit gained 650 experience points. Shadow Administrator Cage is about to summon Zintrobit. Do you want to substitute your manaman? Yes. No. Cage sent out a Zintrobit. Foe Zintrobit used Sandy Wind. Pantherbit's accuracy was decreased by one stage. Select an action for Pantherbit. Attack. Choose a move. Spirit Force. Pantherbit used Spirit Force. The attack missed. Foe Zintrobit used Aura Master. Foe Zintrobit has dealt 8 damage to Pantherbit. So choose. Pantherbit used Spirit Force. The attack missed. Foe Zintrobit used Magic Lights. The attack missed. Select choose. Pantherbit used Spirit Force. Pantherbit has dealt 171 damage to Foe Zintrobit. Foe Zintrobit has been defeated. Pantherbit gained 489 experience points. Shadow Administrator Cage is about to summon Spirial. Do you want to substitute your manaman? Yes, no. Cage sent out a Spirial. Foe Spirial used Stun Spray. Pantherbit has been paralyzed. Select the choose a copy. Soul Stone Throw. Pantherbit used Stone Throw. Pantherbit has dealt 148 damage to Foe Spirial. Foe Spirial has been defeated. Pantherbit gained 563 experience points. Shadow Administrator Cage is about to summon Desist. Do you want to substitute your manaman? Yes.
Let's see.
Select the Leonidor. Critical. Omnisect. What do you want to do with Omni? Go, Omnisect. Cage sent out a Desist. Select choose a move. Black Bite. Omnisect used Black Bite. Omnisect has dealt 18 damage to Foe Desist. Foe Desist used Splash. Select choose a Fang Drain. Omnisect used Fang Drain. Omnisect has dealt 30 damage to Foe Desist. Foe Desist used Pounce. Foe Desist has dealt 11 damage to Omnisect. Select the two. Omnisect used Fang Drain. Omnisect has dealt 27 damage to Foe Desist. Omnisect regained 11 health. Foe Desist has been defeated. Omnisect gained 652 experience points. Shadow Administrator Cage defeated. You horrible, horrible little brat. I should jump from the top of this mountain, I should. Obtained 852 gold. Don't be stupid, Cage. Arcturus sneered. Why jump off of a mountain after mission success? You were only meant to weaken him and ensure he didn't, do anything stupid to try and get his bag back. Well actually, Brad, you can have your bag back, here. He threw my bag off the top of the mountain. And now you can be reunited. He tried to push me off the mountain, but I was prepared for him. I dodged out of the way, and a look of terror filled his eyes in a moment of uncertainty as his balance began to falter. Cage ran up and grabbed Doctorus's arm, preventing the Shadow Warrior leader from losing his balance and falling to his death. What did you want from my bag? I shouted at him. You said something about a pendant when I first saw you on this volcano. You wanted my Irod pendant, didn't you? Why? Arcturus sneered. For a purpose much greater than you could ever comprehend. He laughed softly. Arcturus's eyes gleamed with a sudden sadistic light. And you know who told me you had it? Arcturus said, the sadistic enjoyment displayed on his eyes just as evident in his elated tone. Do you know who told me you had the pendant? Do you know who betrayed you? I did know. Only one other person in the world knew I had the pendant. My heart fell into my stomach. My father, I whispered hoarsely. Your father, Arcturus affirmed, his face split with a smile so genuine and cruel.
And he pushed me off the mountain.
While I was distracted from the horrific news, Arcturus pushed me off the mountain. I fell down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. By all rights, the fall should have killed me. My journey should have ended there. But somehow, by some miracle which, at that time, I had no interest in questioning, I had survived with barely a scratch on me. My back and backside were bruised a bit by some rocks on the sandy ground, but all things considered, I was unscathed. Pressing my hand against the small amounts of blood coming from my mid-back, I looked around to try and determine where I was. Some sort of beach, certainly. With a yell of jubilation I laid eyes on my back. Like me, I could barely observe a rip in the thing. I wondered if one of my manaman could have possibly helped cause these two seemingly miraculous occurrences. I couldn't see how, though. And now the immediate danger was past, I started thinking the thoughts which had distracted me on Mount Cinder. My father. My father. I began to walk while thinking.
Okay, so you may have noticed I decided to leave the auto-scroll on because every time, sometimes when I'm manually scrolling through the story, I sometimes push it too soon or press enter too soon and I miss what was said. So, yeah. Anyway, Let's continue on. We are in...
Location, Sandcot Beach.
Sandcot Beach. So, let's do some observing or exploring or...
Sorry mate, just cleaning up a mess here. I'll be gone in just a bit. Oh, and looks like you've got some ketchup on your hand there. Sorry mate, just cleaning up a mess here. I'll be gone in just a bit. Oh, and looks like you've got some ketchup on your hand there.
Okay, well, I can't enter the city just yet. Ooh, there's a person here.
Oh, hey, the girl said. You alright? Yeah, I said. What are you doing? I asked. Just looking out at the view. I see, I said. Something seemed wrong about the girl. Is everything alright with you? I asked. Sure, of course. Bright sunny day, sea spray in my face, sand beneath my feet, it's a beautiful day, she exclaimed. Though her excitement seemed so insincere. Really? I asked. Of course, she said. I kept looking at her. Well, okay, she said. Truth is I'm not exactly supposed to be here. I am very nearsighted and have severe hearing loss. My mom doesn't like me to be out here on my own. She's afraid I'll get hurt. You won't tell anyone, will you? She begged. Of course not, I said. I stood there admiring the view a little myself. Though I did not enjoy the view so much. I supposed I'd be afraid of heights for the rest of my life after the scare on Mount Cinder. Right, I'm going to head into town. Want to come with me? I asked. No, she said. An older woman approached us swiftly. Rena, she exclaimed, throwing her arms around the girl. Rena. Tears fell from the woman's eyes. You're not supposed to come out here, you're not allowed. Mom, I'm 13 years old, Rena said angrily. That kid there, he can't be much older than me, he might even be a little younger, and he's going on his own adventure. He's a tamer. How do you know that, Rena? Her mother challenged. Isn't it obvious? Rena said. I suppose so, her mother said on closer inspection. But you're different, Rena, I have to protect you. I and my husband wouldn't know what to do if something happened to you. Crazy Agnes, I found you in time. I wasn't in danger, Rena shouted. Rena, you're near a cliff, you could have died. Her mother shot back. I'm nearsighted, not blind, Rena argued. I see that cliff, I was admiring the view. Stop embarrassing yourself in front of this man, tamer, come on, we're going back to the house. Rena stood there defiantly. Come on, her mother prompted again. Right, Mom, Rena finally said and began to walk away.
Okay, so that girl, teenage girl, she was, I guess, admiring the view from the cliff, although I suspect she had something else in mind. So, okay. Let's go into town.
Encounter down's effects have expired. Encounter down. 3321 gold. Sandcot City.
Has to say.
I've been training and training. Someday I'll be a real great tamer. Want to give me a challenge? Yes.
Okay.
Okay, you asked for it. No holds barred. Cool kid Gemma has challenged you to a battle. Gemma sent out a Lavalin. Go, Pantherbit. Foe Lavalin used Lava Lick. Foe Lavalin has dealt 12 damage to Pantherbit. Select an action for Pantherbit. Attack. Choose a meat stone. Pantherbit used stone throw. Pantherbit has dealt 64 damage to Foe Lavalin. Cool Kid Gemma used a Mighty Herb. Foe Lavalin swallowed the Mighty Herb, healing 64 health. Select an action for Pantherbit. Attack. Choose a move. Pantherbit used Stone Throw. Pantherbit has dealt 68 damage to Foe Lavalin. Foe Lavalin used Lava Lick. Foe Lavalin has dealt 12 damage to Pantherbit. Select a choose. Pantherbit used Stone Throw. Pantherbit has dealt 72 damage to Foe Lavalin. Foe Lavalin has been defeated. Pantherbit gained 522 experience points. Cool Kid Gemma defeated. Huh. Well, at least I don't cheat. Obtain 69 gold. Ugh, how long do you spend training each day? I'm too tired to train right now.
Okay. So, let's go to the hotel.
Kimana Hotel.
heal up.
All Manamon have been completely healed.
Oh, cutscene.
Hey, Big Bro. I'm so happy you're doing so great on your journey. I'm sure Dad's real proud of you. Speaking of Dad, he's coming back tomorrow. I can't wait to see him. He said he'd call every now and then, but he hasn't called once since he dropped me at Grand's. She said he's super busy and that I shouldn't mind that he didn't keep his promise to call me. I still kind of do anyway though. Still though, I'll see him tomorrow, so I'm super excited about that. I don't want to bother you anymore, brother, so I'll go ahead and get Grand to help me post it. Sandcot City, I think, is where we're going to send it. It should reach you there in time. If so, good luck with your third stadium battle. I'll be watching it on the TV. Which reminds me, almost forgot. I saw your battle with the Avalette Stadium leader on TV yesterday, and you did brilliantly. All the kisses in the world, your lil sis Melanie.
Okay. So we got another letter from Melanie.
Ziognius is so wonderful. Ziognius be praised for allowing us to live another day on this planet. Oh, I owe my life to the power of Ziognius.
Okay.
So, you tamer, tourist, or terrorist. In any case, you should check out the Cranville Manor. It's Sandcot's biggest attraction. The manor is owned by Cyrus Cranville and his family. The Cranvilles basically run this town. They've got this huge house, and the father of the family is both the stadium leader and the priest of our church. Yup, the Cranvilles certainly have a monopoly on our small town.
Okay.
Sandcot City.
So apparently the town is pretty much run by the Cranville family.
Spring is my favorite time of year. Feel that lovely warm air.
Yeah, I'm guessing this is a pretty religious town too.
Cranville dining room. And where, may I ask, have you been? A middle-aged man asked Rena, the girl I saw near the cliffs on the beach. Been out, Rena said shyly. So your mother tells me, the man said sternly. You disobeyed our instruction. In disobeying us, you have disobeyed Ziognius by disobeying his divinely appointed messenger. Rena was silent. Do you think that was wise or honorable? Silence. For Ziognius's sake, girl, don't sit there and look like a baby doll. Answer me when I address you, the man shouted. By the sound of it, I wouldn't have been surprised if the table the man hit had been dented. Cyrus, dear, Rena's mother said, coming into the room. Please, we have a visitor. She pointed at me. Cyrus spun around. Sorry about that, Mr. Sorry, what's your name? Cyrus asked. Gilbert, I said, uncertain how to respond. Sorry, Gilbert, I was just having to discipline my wayward rebel daughter, Cyrus said, smiling. You must be a tamer, yeah? He asked. Yes, I am, I replied. Then you'll be checking out my stadium soon, I'll bet, huh? Cyrus said kindly. Suppose so, I said, still a bit unnerved. Until then, would you like to come and attend the service at my mighty church of Ziognius? He asked. Without allowing me to respond, he added, but of course you would, silly me. Come on then, the church is just on the east side of my manor. Come on, Rena. I don't feel well, Rena said. Confound you, girl, I want you in the church of Ziognius, and that is where you are going to be. Rena burst into tears. No, she yelled. I won't go. Really? He asked scornfully. You're going to make a big scene in front of our guest? Cyrus asked, bewildered. She didn't respond, but a brief look of feral anger crossed her face. Fine, you stay here, but when we get back, you are in for a world of trouble, you understand me? He growled. You won't leave your room for 6 months, I swear it upon the throne of our god Ziognius. You've made your bed, now lie in it, you ungrateful child. Laughing nervously, he turned back to me. Sorry about that, he said. But I have to take care of my children above all other matters. Come on and let us join in a spirit of worship before the brilliance of Ziognius.
Okay.
Sandcot City.
So Zenoris Cranville is one of these extremely religious people.
Encounter Downs effects have expired.
Probably extremely conservative, too. So, I guess we're going to church.
Holy Church of Ziognius. Sorry, this thing on? Cyrus asked the microphone stand. Aha, Willem. Hello, children of Ziognius, his name the Exalted. I know there are many of us, especially those from towns like Hazeldale and Sirith, who do not know about Ziognius' story, he said, looking directly at me. For the benefit of those of us here without that grand knowledge, I thought I'd talk today about the basic fundamentals of our beliefs. Some say they are the greatest legends in all of Tangieria. Well, it all started millions of years ago, before humans were quite so predominant. Many different Manamon species called this planet their home, just as today. But there were three very, very special Manamon. There was the Divine Tabalus, who created the entire world with all of his wonderful abilities. When he created the world, he appointed two of his finest creations to purify any shadows of evil which might manifest themselves. These Manaman were once a single species known as Verbundan. They were twins, created by the same burst of Tabalus's energy. One performed his task to eliminate evil with much aptitude. The other of the twins did not even attempt to perform his task. When he discovered shadows of evil on the earth, he took them under his wing and nurtured them to great health. As each of Tabalus's twin angels followed their respective paths, they began to alter in appearance, so much so that a new species name was adopted for each of them. The just kind god was named Xiognius. The friend of evil was named Erodium. Eventually Erodium had amassed such an army of dark creatures that no creature, god or otherwise, could stop him. He stormed into Tabalus's sacred chambers and demanded Tabalus vacate his throne immediately. When Tabalus refused, he was swiftly executed. Subsequent sightings of the dethroned creator have led many scholars to believe Tabalus was merely banished, rather than executed. Erodium ruled the world for many centuries before he created the means of his own destruction. More than anything, Erodium wanted to kill his twin brother, Xiognius. Although he suspected killing Xiognius to be easier than killing Tabalus, this just wasn't so. Shadows can do nothing to a pure heart like Xiognius's. Erodium's attacks, along with those of his dark army, didn't even faze Xiognius. Erodium spent an extended period of time working on the weapon which could kill his immortal brother once and for all. An accident during the testing phase of the weapon resulted in Erodium becoming critically injured. Though they tried, his dark army could not revive Erodium, so they encased him in a sacred casket of sorts. They enchanted this so-called casket with such spells so that only in an age of magical and scientific superiority would Erodium be reawakened. With the fall of the Dark King Erodium, Xiognius took his place on the throne, where he rules till this very day. With the rise of humans, Xiognius took a less active role in the affairs of our world, choosing to deal in the realm of spirituality rather than that of physicality. That is the brief version of our beliefs. Thank you all for showing up and I hope to see you here again tonight for tonight's service. As he finished, he was looking at me again. After the service, Cyrus approached me. Sorry, Gilbert, but I was wondering if you would join I and my family for dinner before you head over to the stadium to challenge me. I'm not sure if I dash, I started to say. Nonsense, come on and dine with my family, yeah? Right, okay. I relented easily.
Okay.
Select an option. Party.
So, that's actually important. So there were two gods, Xiognius and Erodium. And, well, Erodium is going to become a critical part of this game later. So, yeah. That story is kind of important. So let's continue with the game.
Sandcock City. Although a bit sticky, it is otherwise clean. Gilbert found the skill drink lying sideways on the table. Gilbert stored the skill drink in the status pocket.
Okay.
Rina's mother. Dinner will just be a few more minutes. Why don't you go check up on Rina?
Sure.
It is a nice big piano. Do you want to play the piano? Yes.
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
That's enough of that. Time to go see what Rena's up to.
Cramble Hall.
If I can find her room. Oh, I hear a chest.
Gilbert found the total cure. Gilbert stored the total cure in the status pocket. Rena's room. I cannot bring myself to describe to you the scene which presented itself to me when I entered Rena's room. Suffice it to say it involved a chair, a rope, and a young girl on the verge of doing something only very desperate people resort to. Rena, no, I shouted. She turned and glared at me. She was still quite a way off from executing her desperate plan. The rope was only in her hand. She jumped down, her face clenched up with rage. Leave me alone, she screamed at me. This is the only way out, I'm sure of it. Don't keep me from finding peace, don't do it. There's always another way, Rena, always, I shouted. I'll fight off you or anyone else who tries to stop me, you will be first. Last, Rena has challenged you to a battle. Rena sent out a reef, a tetherburn, and a monitor. Go, Panthervit, Leonidor, and Frittle. Select an action for Leonidor. Attack, use a move. Quake, or select the foe tetherburn. Leonidor used Quake. Leonidor has dealt 99 damage to foe tetherburn. Foe tetherburn has been defeated. Panthervit gained 340 experience points. Leonidor gained 340 experience points. Frittle gained 340 experience points. Foe refused evil eyes. Frittle's strength was decreased by one stage. Select an action for Frittle. Attack. Choose a move. Tidal wave. Water. Select the target. Foe reef. Foe monster.
Let's see.
Foe reef. Foe monster. Frittle used tidal wave. Frittle has dealt 27 damage to foe monster. Foe monster used Aura Master. Foe monster has dealt 51 damage to Frittle. Select and choose a move. Soul Split, Ghost, Copy, Mad Spirit Force, go select the target, Foe Monster. Panthervit used Spirit Force. Panthervit has dealt 99 damage to Foe Monster. Foe Monster has been defeated. Panthervit gained 446 experience points. Leonidor gained 446 experience points. Frittle gained 446 experience points. Select an action for Leonidor. Attack, choose a move. Quake, Leonidor used Quake. Critical. Leonidor has dealt 96 damage to Foe Reef. Foe Reef has been defeated. Panthervit gained 352 experience points. Leonidor gained 352 experience points. Frittle gained 352 experience points. Lasmina defeated. Everyone's against me. Obtained 271 gold. Oh, Gilbert, you'll never understand, she shouted. Never. I must chase after her, I thought. I know I can calm her down, I know I can.
Okay. I think I'll heal up first, in Rena's bed.
All Manamon have been completely healed.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of creepy when you think about it.
Granville Hall. Granville Dining Room.
So, let's go look for Rena. Pretty sure I know where she is.
Sandcot City Pocket Copter. Where's Avala Canch of Avala Sandcot? Sandcot City. Sandcot Beach. Encounter down. May I sit here a second? I asked quietly. Yeah, sure, she replied quietly. You were on earlier, Rena, when you said I didn't understand. I said gently, I've been observing your situation, and I do understand. Your father and mother keep you trapped, unwilling to let you take the risks which define living and life itself. You could be much more than the shadow, the shell of a human they let you be. You feel trapped, angry at the only two people who you know love you and will love you unconditionally. No doubt they have said Xiognius will punish you if you don't follow his and their strict guidelines. But I believe they will understand the error of their ways if you will just give them time. They didn't realize they were hurting you to the extreme where you felt oblivion was preferable to living under their tyranny. So please don't jump off of those cliffs. That's what I was thinking about doing when you first spoke to me, Rena whispered. Deciding whether or not to jump to my death. Yes, I think I figured that out, I gently murmured. But you don't really know, you don't really know what it is like to live with a father who you don't love, Rina sobbed. Don't I asked. When I first spoke to you, it was after I just found out my own father had betrayed me to the leader of an evil organization. How's that for hating your father? She was silent for a moment. The betrayal almost cost me my life, I added. Wow, she whispered. Yeah, wow, I said. So please back away from the cliff, please. That's a good girl, just a little more please. Now, how about we head back to the manor and talk to your parents, eh? I asked. Alright, she said.
Okay. My character seems to be using really big words for his age.
Sandcod City.
Because aren't Manamon tamers and Pokemon tamer or trainers, aren't they like young, like kids? If you check out Liam Irvin's channel, he has the same observations. Let's go to the manor.
Granville Dining Room. Her parents looked at me expectantly, not saying a word. I coughed a little and shuffled my feet. I then proceeded to tell them the whole story. We never forced Rina to follow Xeognius, her father shouted enraged. If she wants Xeognius to be displeased with her and make her afterlife unpleasant, then that is her choice. And what about your sheltering her? I demanded. We were doing our jobs as parents, Cyrus yelled. You have forced her to follow Xeognius with barely veiled threats, I shouted back. You may say it is her choice, and indeed it is, but you stigmatize the alternatives to your lifestyle so much that she hasn't been able to talk to you about it. And even if she were given that opportunity, you'd probably spend the whole conversation trying to bring her in line with your opinions and less time listening to what she needs to say. You are just a meddling fool, Cyrus yelled. A meddling fool who just saved your precious daughter from being food for the seagulls, I retorted. I will not be disrespected in this way, out, Cyrus demanded. I didn't move. Out, he screamed so loud I felt my eardrums would burst. Cyrus, maybe dash, Rina's mother started to say, but she trailed off when Cyrus gave her a fierce look. We will settle this at the stadium shortly, boy, don't you worry, Cyrus spat at me. Come on if you think you are better than me, come on. But sorry if this is where your journey ends, sorry. Someone walked into the room. Hey, what the heck is going on here? A boy around my age asked. Now is not a good time, Matthew, Rina's mother said gently. Go and prepare for your sixth stadium battle now, dear. Oh, right, Matthew said, disconcerted. Goodbye, Gilbert, Rina said. I wish you the best at the stadium. And what about you? I asked desperately. Just beat my dad, Rina implored. I think Mom might be able to help me more than you at this point, Gilbert. Just, give him HL, okay? You got it, Rina, I'll give the bastard everything I've got, I said.
Now, before we go to the stadium, there's some items I'd like to look for.
Granville Hall. Encounter Downs effects have expired. Master bedroom. Grand bathroom 2. Gilbert found the lightning element. Gilbert stored the lightning element in the item's pocket.
Okay.
Gilbert found an encounter down. Gilbert stored the encounter down in the item's pocket. It is a small sink.
Huh.
Master bedroom. It is a sink set into a polished counter. It is fairly tidy.
Okay.
It is a sink set into a polished counter. It is fairly tidy. Gravel hall.
Now I want to show you something. What happens when you sleep in Rena's bed for the second time?
All Manaman have been completely healed. And do you think it is appropriate to be lying in my bed like that? Are you some sort of pervert? Get out of my room.
Okay. Probably wasn't a good idea.
Sandcock City, pocket copter. Where would be Sandcock City? Sandcock City Mana Hotel. All Manaman have been completely healed. So in the Mana. Welcome to select the Inverman of save game. Game saved. Sandcock City.
So here we are at the stadium.
Manaman Marketplace. Sandcock City.
Stadium.
Sandcock Stadium. Five sacred relics there be. You don't have a single one I see.
Okay. So, I need to look for five sacred relics.
I have to confess to the sin of pride when I beat you. Priest Agatha has challenged you to a battle. Agatha sent out a Materazier. Go, Pantherbud. Foe Materazier used holy water. Foe Materazier has dealt 27 damage to Pantherbud. Select Uzum Cock Spirit Force. Pantherbud used Spirit Force. Pantherbud has dealt 153 damage to Foe Materazier. Foe Materazier has been defeated. Pantherbud gained 517 experience points. Priest Agatha defeated. I envy your skill. Obtain 72 gold. The five relics are very pretty. Select an option. Party. New Year Party. Andrew Leonidor. Friggle. Bombusect. Select an option. Swap Manaman. Select the Friggle on Andrew. Cancel Andrew. New Year Pop. Select an option. Gilbert found the sacred relic. Gilbert stored the sacred relic in the other item's pocket. Ziognius will bless my victory. Priest Miranda has challenged you to a battle. Miranda sent out a Lunas. Go, Bombusect. Foe Lunas used holy light. Critical. Foe Lunas has dealt 30 damage to Bombusect. Bombusect's magic defense was decreased by one stage. Select you. Bombusect used black bite. Critical. Bombusect has dealt 276 damage to Foe Lunas. Foe Lunas has been defeated. Bombusect gained 404 experience points. Priest Miranda is about to summon Paladur. Do you want to substitute your Manaman? Yes, no. Miranda sent out a Paladur. So choose. Bombusect used Black Bite. Bombusect has dealt 90 damage to Foe Paladur. Foe Paladur has been defeated. Bombusect gained 346 experience points. Priest Miranda defeated. Even though I lost, I must not blame Ziognius, for his way is pure and infallible. Obtained 131 gold. Do you believe in the might of Ziognius? I am the Church of Ziognius' choir director. Musician Margaret has challenged you to a battle. Margaret sent out a Paladur. Go, Bombusect. Select you. Bombusect used Black Bite. Critical. Bombusect has dealt 186 damage to Foe Paladur. Foe Paladur has been defeated. Bombusect gained 213 experience points. Musician Margaret is about to summon Squirming. Do you want the sub? No. Margaret sent out a Squirming. Select two. Omnisect used Black Bite. Omnisect has dealt 201 damage to Foe Squirming. Foe Squirming has been defeated. Omnisect gained 152 experience points. Musician Margaret is about to summon Squirming. Do you want the sub? No. Margaret sent out a Squirming. So choose. Omnisect used Black Bite. Omnisect has dealt 186 damage to Foe Squirming. Foe Squirming has been defeated. Omnisect gained 152 experience points. Musician Margaret is about to summon Squirming. Do you want to substitute your Manamon? Yes, select Leonidor, Frigal, Panderbit. What do you go, Panderbit? Margaret sent out a Squirming. Foe Squirming used Holy Water. Foe Squirming has dealt 15 damage to Panderbit. So choose a copy, Spirit Force. Panderbit used Spirit Force. Panderbit has dealt 246 damage to Foe Squirming. Foe Squirming has been defeated. Panderbit gained 152 experience points. Panderbit has increased to level 36. Health has increased by 4, Strength by 2, Defense by 2, Magic Attack by 1, Magic Defense by 2 and Speed by 1. Panderbit now has 6 training points after gaining 6 training points. Musician Margaret defeated. Your performance was less than adequate. Obtained 242 gold. Choir tryouts are in a few months. Drop by and I'd love to hear you sing. Select an option. Our inventory items. Flyer, 4. Manatee fly status. Antidote. Scorch Paralysis. Skilled revive. Skill Paralysis. Antidote. Herb. 2. Select the action you wish to perform. You select the character to use this item on. Omnisect. Omnisect swallowed the herb, healing 30 health. Status. Herb. 1. Select the give. Status. Get used. Select the Frittle. Panther. Enchanted. Panther. Panther but swallowed the herb, healing 42 health. Status. Select an option. Party. Infant mana saved. Game saved. Select an Hilbert found the sacred relic. Hilbert stored the sacred relic in the other item's pocket. Choir tryouts are in a few. Choir tryouts.
Okay.
Hilbert found the sacred relic. Hilbert stored the sacred relic in the other item's pocket. Do you believe in the might of Zeogneas? The five relics are very pretty. Five sacred relics there be, you have three I see. He, that rhymed better than I expected. Cyrus' son Matthew is really terrific. He came by the stadium to receive his key a few months ago and he beat me horribly. Priest Adam has challenged you to a battle. Adam sent out a Lunas. Go, Omnisect. Foe Lunas used Holy Light. Foe Lunas has dealt 18 damage to Omnisect. Omnisect's magic defense was decreased by 1 stage. Select 2. Omnisect used Black Bite. Omnisect has dealt 117 damage to Foe Lunas. Foe Lunas has been defeated. Omnisect gained 420 experience points. Priest Adam is about to summon Materasir. Do you want to substitute your Manamon? No. Adam sent out a Materasir. Foe Materasir used Exercise. Omnisect's magic attack was decreased by 2 stages. Select choose. Omnisect used Black Bite. Omnisect has dealt 114 damage to Foe Materasir. Foe Materasir has been defeated. Omnisect gained 517 experience points. Priest Adam defeated. Don't think beating me is anything special, pretty much everyone does. Obtained 137 gold. I've always been somewhat of a pacifist. Hilbert found the sacred relic. Hilbert stored the sacred relic in the other item's pocket. I write rock hymns to Zeogneas. guitarist Julian has challenged you to a battle. Julian sent out a Mayaneko. Go, Omnisect. Foe Mayaneko used Meow. Foe Mayaneko has dealt 2 damage to Omnisect. Select choose. Omnisect used Black Kite. Omnisect has dealt 408 damage to Foe Mayaneko. Foe Mayaneko has been defeated. Omnisect gained 1147 experience points. Omnisect has increased to level 36. Health has increased by 2, strength by 2, defense by 2, magic attack by 1, magic defense by 2 and speed by 1. Omnisect now has 5 training points after gaining 5 training points. Guitarist Julian defeated. Roar. Riot. Obtain 92 gold.
Okay.
If you ever see the choir director, tell her I love her and want to marry her. I mean, I'd tell her myself, but, I'm just too shy.
Okay.
Gilbert found the sacred relic. Gilbert stored the sacred relic in the other item's pocket.
Time to go battle Sonorous Crample.
I've always been somewhat of a pacifist. Five sacred relics there be, you have 5 IC. Proceed at your own folly.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Let's see.
Select an op in your party. Omnisect has 73 out of 93 health. Omnisect. Select inventory. Status. Herb. 190. Select the axle. Omnisect swallowed the herb, healing 20 health. Status. Herb. 100. Select an option. Party. In your party. Omniot Crit Anderbit. Select an op swap man. Select the man for the op Omnisect. In your party. Anderbit. Select an op in the man of save. Game saved. Why have you poisoned my daughter against me? Sinorous growled. You poisoned the water, I nearly told her about it. I retorted smartly. Cheeky little sinner you are, aren't you? He sneered. So you haven't reconsidered anything? I asked. No, he shouted. Right, I said. This one's for Rena, I shouted. Stadium leader Sinorous has challenged you to a battle. Sinorous sent out a Lunas. Go, Anderbit. Foe Lunas used Holy Light. Foe Lunas has dealt 20 damage to Pantherbit. Select choose copy Spirit Force. Go. Pantherbit used Spirit Force. Pantherbit has dealt 162 damage to Foe Lunas. Foe Lunas has been defeated. Pantherbit gained 420 experience points. Stadium leader Sinorous is about to summon Paladin. Do you want to substitute your Manaman? Yes, no. Sinorous sent out a Paladin. Foe Paladin used Exercise. Pantherbit's magic attack was decreased by 2 stages. Select choose a Pantherbit used Spirit Force. Pantherbit has dealt 210 damage to Foe Paladin. Foe Paladin has been defeated. Pantherbit gained 644 experience points. Stadium leader Sinorous is about to summon Mayaneko. Do you want to substitute your Manaman? No, Sinorous sent out a Mayaneko. Foe Mayaneko used Holy Light. Foe Mayaneko has dealt 20 damage to Pantherbit. Select Pantherbit has 84 out of 120 choose. Pantherbit used Spirit Force. Pantherbit has dealt 654 damage to Foe Mayaneko. Foe Mayaneko has been defeated. Pantherbit gained 1187 experience points. Stadium leader Sinorous is about to summon Bellard. Do you want to summon? Oh, Sinorous sent out a Bellard. Foe Bellard used Subliminal Radio Wave. Pantherbit has been confused. Select you. Pantherbit is confused. Pantherbit attacked itself, dealing 17 damage. Foe Bellard used Heaven's Winds.
Uh-oh.
Foe Bellard has dealt 30 damage to Pantherbit. Select Pantherbit has 37 out of 124 health. Achoo. Pantherbit is confused. Pantherbit attacked itself, dealing 17 damage. Foe Bellard used Heaven's Winds. Foe Bellard has dealt 30 25 damage to Panderbit. Panderbit has been defeated. Select the Neometer, Cradle, Omnisect. Let go, Omnisect. Select choose a move. Omnisect used Black Bite. Omnisect has dealt 174 damage to Foe Pelon. Foe Pelon has been defeated. Omnisect gained 887 experience points. Stadium Leader Cyrus defeated. Ziognius, why did you not help me destroy this evildoer? Obtained 1772 gold. It is with great amazement and with deep regret I give this to you, Cyrus mumbled. Gilbert received the heaven key. Gilbert stored the heaven key in the other item's pocket. It is with even greater foreboding and greater remorse that I must also give you this. Gilbert received a blessed necklace. Gilbert stored the blessed necklace in the equipment pocket. Ziognius favored me in this battle, Cyrus, I said. Nonsense, he said. Whatever, I replied resignedly. Well, I've done everything I can for Rena. Goodbye, Cyrus. And go to hell.
Okay. Let's see what he says now.
It would be smart for us never to speak again. Good day, sir.
Okay. So let's go to the hotel.
I hesitated at the door for a moment. A deep sadness filled my heart. Goodbye, Rena. I did all I could do. Best of luck to you. I think I'll head back to the hotel for a quick rest, then head on through the Brightwater Trail. Sandcock City. I'm too tired to train right now. Come on, the hotel. All Manamon have been completely healed. Dear Big Brother, sorry for writing you again so soon, but, well, Big Bro, I'm super scared. Dad was supposed to come pick me up today at 1:30 p.m., but he hasn't shown up yet and I'm writing this at 8:00 at night. I'm really scared, I want my daddy. Still, I know that no matter what happens, I still have you. Or, at least, I did before you left for your journey. I'm really lonely, Gilbert, really lonely. The little piece of crap, I thought to myself, referring to my father. I don't know what the hell he's gone and done now, but at least Mel's safe. He may have almost killed me by betraying me to Octorus, but all he's done is left Melanie at Kranz. I think she's probably safer there, anyway. Still, I hope I get to see her again soon. You will pay for what you've done to me and Mel, you dreadful man, I said, once again referring to my father.
Okay.
All Manamon have been completely healed. Selim saved. Game saved. Select an option. Park New Year Party. Panderbit. Select. Sandcon
City. So let's go to the Brightwater Trail.
Brightwater Trail.
Sounds like a promoter.
Promamama. A feral level 30 promoter attacked you. Go, Panderbit. Foe promoter used Quake. Foe promoter has dealt 21 damage to Panderbit. Select use copy, Spirit Force. Panderbit used Spirit Force. Panderbit has dealt 42 damage to Foe Promolder. Foe Promolder used Shatter. Panderbit's accuracy was decreased by 5 stages. Foe Promolder suffered 38 damage from the backlash. Foe Promolder has been defeated. Victory. Panderbit gained 740 experience points. Obtained 79 gold.
Okay. So, let's battle this tamer.
Birds are so cool. Birdwatcher Donna has challenged you to a battle. Donna sent out an eagle. Go, Panderbit. Foe eagle used obscure. Foe eagle's evasiveness was increased by 1 stage. Select choose a move, stone throw. Panderbit used stone throw. Panderbit has dealt 68 damage to Foe eagle. Foe eagle used cyclone claw. Critical. Foe eagle has dealt 42 damage to Panderbit. Select two. Panderbit used stone throw. Panderbit has dealt 70 damage to Foe Egan. Foe Egan has been defeated. Panderbit gained 536 experience points. Birdwatcher Donna is about to summon Alex. Do you want to know? Donna sent out an Alex. Foe Alex used mud ball. Foe Alex has dealt 3 damage to Panderbit. Panderbit's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. Select two. Panderbit used stone throw. The attack missed. Foe Alex used magic lights. Panderbit has been confused. So choose Panderbit is confused. Panderbit attacked itself, dealing 17 damage. Faux Alex used Mud Ball. Faux Alex has dealt 3 damage to Pantherbit. Pantherbit's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. So Pantherbit is confused. Pantherbit used Stone Throw. The attack missed. Faux Alex used Sonic Missile. Faux Alex has dealt 20 damage to Pantherbit. Select 2. Pantherbit is confused. Pantherbit attacked itself, dealing 17 damage. Faux Alex used Magic Lights. The move failed. So 2. Pantherbit is confused. Pantherbit used Stone Throw. The attack missed. Faux Alex used Sing.
Come on!
Pantherbit has fallen asleep. Select Inventor Switch Man. Select the Leonidor. Critical. Leonidor. Go, Leonidor. Select Use Slash. Leonidor used Slash. Leonidor has dealt 81 damage to Faux Alex. Faux Alex has been defeated. Pantherbit gained 190 experience points. Leonidor gained 285 experience points. Birdwatcher Donna is about to summon Alex. Do you want? No. Donna sent out an Alex. Select 2. Leonidor used Slash. Leonidor has dealt 171 damage to Faux Alex. Faux Alex has been defeated. Leonidor gained 571 experience points. Birdwatcher Donna defeated. Oh, fighting's boring anyway. I'd much rather sit here and watch the pretty birdies. Obtained 245 gold. SHHHHH. I think I see an Egg over there. So view your party. And Leonidor, select an Oswap mana. Select the Manaman Panther. View your party, select an option.
Okay. I think we'll battle one more tamer before I end this video.
A fear level 22 Tumor attack you. Go, Leonidor. Select use Slash. Leonidor used Slash. Leonidor has dealt 69 damage to Faux Tumor. Faux Tumor used Fang Drain. Faux Tumor has dealt 3 damage to Leonidor. Faux Tumor regained 1 health. So Leonidor used Slash. Leonidor has dealt 63 damage to Faux Tumor. Faux Tumor has been defeated. Victory. Leonidor gained 205 experience points. Obtained 57 gold. Yabra, was it? Cool kid Rachel has challenged you to a battle. Rachel sent out a jingle. Go, Leonidor. So choose a move. Quake. Leonidor used Quake. Leonidor has dealt 57 damage to Faux Jingle. Faux Jingle used Sing. Leonidor has fallen asleep. Select an action for Leonidor. Attack. Choose a move. Slash. Leonidor is sleeping. Faux Jingle used Subliminal Radio Wave. Leonidor has been confused. Select an Invent Switch Manaman. Select the Pantherbit. Critical. And Leonidor. And Critical. Bombusect. What? Go, Bombusect. Faux Jingle used Subliminal Radio Wave.
Oh no.
Bombusect has been confused. Bombusect is confused. Bombusect attacked itself, dealing 14 damage. Faux Jingle used Sing.
Come on.
Bombusect has fallen asleep. Inventory status. Antidote Scorch Ointment. 2 Apparel Skilled Revive Smelling Strong Smelling Salts. Bombusect uses the Smelling Salts. Bombusect woke up. Faux Jingle used Volume Level. Faux Jingle has dealt 3 damage to Bombusect. So Bombusect is no longer confused. Bombusect used Black Bite. Bombusect has dealt 123 damage to Faux Jingle. Faux Jingle has been defeated. Leonidor gained 148 experience points. Bombusect gained 178 experience points. Cool kid Rachel is about to summon a villain. Do you want to summon? No, Rachel sent out a villain. So Bombusect used Black Bite. Bombusect has dealt 27 damage to Faux Villain. Faux Villain used Sharpen. Faux Villain's strength was increased by 1 stage. Select use Fang Drain. Bombusect used Fang Drain. Bombusect has dealt 45 damage to Faux Villain. Bombusect regained 17 health. Faux Villain has been defeated. Bombusect gained 611 experience points. Cool kid Rachel is about to summon Jeminer. Do you want to substitute your Manaman? Yes.
Let's see.
Select the Pantherbit, Leonidor. Let's go, Leonidor. Rachel sent out a Jeminer. So choose a move battle to wait. Leonidor is sleeping. Faux Jeminer used Shred. 3 damage. Faux Jeminer has dealt 3 damage to Leonidor. So Leonidor woke up. Leonidor used Quake. Leonidor has dealt 168 damage to Faux Jeminer. Faux Jeminer has been defeated. Leonidor gained 312 experience points. Cool Kid Rachel defeated. I'm not digging that. Obtained 222 gold. I'm texting my boyfriend, go away.
Okay.
Pocket copter. Where would be in Sandcot City?
So I think that will be the end of this video.
Mana Hotel. All manamen have been completely healed. Select an option. Party.
In the next video, we'll continue our journey through Brightwater Trail and continue on with the game. So, we'll see you next time. Bye.